We would like to continue our study of the Pachad Yitzchak for Purim because it's almost Purim. In less than 24 hours we'll be fasting Tainus Esther. In any event, we're up to Inyan Lamed, and we begin with the Pasuk in Parshas Re'eh in Dvarim Tezayin, V'samachta b'chagecha. This is the source for the mitzvah of Simchas Yontif. And the Gemara tells us in Masechet Pesachim, on Daf Kuftes, in Simcha Ela B'Basar V'Yayin. In other words, Shtias Yayin and Achilas Basar have a status of Simcha. They are, if we can say it this way, conduits to fulfill, through which we fulfill the mitzvah of Simcha. Now, in Kol HaTorah Kulo, we have Halachas of Shi'urim. We have minimum shiurim, you know, in the case of liquids, it's a revius in usual circumstances. There are some exceptions, but that's the general rule. In the case of solids, food stuff, we talk about a shiur of achil of kezayis. And therefore, if we would apply the general universal halach of shiurim to simchas yontif, we would speak about how much wine you have to drink and how much bread you would have to eat, or meat you would have to eat, and you'll see this in the poskim. But let's take a look for a moment in the Rambam, in the sixth parak of Hilchas Yontif, where he speaks about the problem, the chashash, if you will, that the simcha of Yontif could possibly exceed beyond the legitimate grounds. And Beis Din is obligated to set up shotrim. On Yom Tovim, Beis Din will order the police, so to speak, to make sure that nothing is, you know, no violations are going on as a result of this kind of spirit of laid-back spirit of simcha. The Rambam's language, the shotrim, hayu misovivim, beginosu bepardesim, and they would make sure that everything was going the way it should go. The Azhiru B'Dover Zel Chalam, and the Beis Din was in charge of making sure that the people were warned about the serious nature. They shouldn't get carried away, especially with the drinking of wine. V'lo yimshichu b'yayin, etc., etc. And this seder, this arrangement of making sure that everything, you know, that Beis Din makes sure that everything is going well, this is something that you don't find with regard to Simchas Purim at all. And perhaps it's impossible to do it in the case of Purim. I don't know. But be that as it may, in the case of Simchas Purim, perhaps we're not talking about something that has a shear. In other words, in Simchas Purim, we don't find Shi'urim like we do in Universal Achila, even in Yontif. And you won't find Aloch of Kizayis Basar or Revius Yayin. And perhaps that some way explains or somehow is connected to the fact that you don't find Aloch that you found in Yontif of Shotrim or Yemisavim Beginos Upardesim or the Zahiris that they have to warn the people. You don't find that on Purim. And in order to perhaps understand this, let's give a mashal. Imagine a case of a sick person who Baruch Hashem got healthy, and he decides to invite all his friends and spread out a lavish meal, a banquet, as an expression of thanksgiving because of his great simcha. He's overwhelmed by joy because he is now, Baruch Hashem, he's healthy again. Now, in such a case, then for sure, we would expect that the simcha should in some way correspond to the sakana, to the danger of the disease that he suffered from. You know, if a man has a common cold, you know, I don't know what kind of great simcha he would make, but if chas v'shalom a person is in sakana, his life was endangered, And you can imagine what the value here, if you had to put a price tag on the refuah, on the health, you know, the salvation here, and therefore you would want to you would anticipate, shall we say, a lavish meal and a very serious kind of spread for a banquet to celebrate his, you know, his simply salvation, you know, that he's alive. Now, if you have a case of someone who has more of a psychological difficulty, let's say he goes through a period of depression, Rachmana Litzlan, and then he comes out of it, he becomes healthy, then once again, we would expect him to make some sort of, or it would make sense if we would make sort of suda, you know, lavish banquet to express his joy at the fact that he's restored to his psychological health. Here, in this case, it's a little bit difficult to weigh the simcha with the same scales that we applied before. When you talk about physical ailment or sakana, that's, we'll call that element A, and then when he becomes healthy, we talk about a simcha, that's element B, and we want to find some sort of corresponding relationship between the two. Here, the simcha itself is the salvation. It's the fact that now a person is happy, whereas before he was sad. That's not A plus B. You know, that is the refuah. So for physical ailment, we have the ailment, and we have the refuah, and those are two separate entities. And then we have the simcha, which is the third element. But here, in the case of Mara Shchora, as we said before, we have only two elements. You know, you've got the refuah, which is the simcha. So you got the ailment, and then you have the simcha, which is itself identical with the healing process or the refuah. So that's why we would say that the suda, in this case of a psychological health, that somebody whose psychological health was restored, that suda, that simcha, is really the Yeshua itself. You know, the simcha is the Yeshua is the simcha. It's not that the simcha is a result of the Yeshua, and it is expressed in a suda. Here we're talking about the simcha and the Yeshua as one and the same. There's an absolute identity between the two. If the tzara that he suffered was in such a way that he lost his ability, his skill, so to speak, his talent to feel simcha, he was in a state of mara shchara, chas v'shalom, then any revelation, any experience of simcha, which reveals his ability to experience simcha, that itself is the process of healing. And therefore, when we talk about a cholish and isrape in the classical sense, you know, he was bedridden and now he's walking on two feet. The sudas hodah and the havra'ah, meaning the health, the restoration of health, are two different entities, as we indicated before. The havra'ah is right in the middle, you know, between two extremes, if you will. There's the machla, there's the, on the other extreme, the simcha, and right in the middle is the havra'ah. But you have havra'ah as a madrega leading up to the simcha, but the simcha itself remains extraneous to the process of healing. But in the case of Mara Shchora, the Suda Soda and the simcha that's inherent in the Suda Soda is itself the Havra, because until this point he was incapable of experiencing a Suda and a simcha. That was his ailment. And now, Baruch Hashem, he's got the simcha, he's got the Suda, everything together. The thanksgiving that he expresses is itself just another reflection of his havra'ah, of his restoration to health. And therefore, any action of simcha, in the case of the Mara Shchora, is basically entity of refuah. And therefore, it doesn't make sense to put a limit, a bound to that simcha. Because, again, the greater the simcha, the more the process of Havra'ah is continuing. And basically, every expression of Simcha is itself inherently room for new Simcha, because it's again an indication of his health. And therefore, how great is the Simcha when it itself engenders a Chiyuv Simcha? Meaning, since the Simcha is identical with the Havra'ah, it itself engenders a Chiyuv Simcha. And now, let's swing back to our discussion about the mitzvah of Purim, and the fact that on Purim the Simcha has no bounds. No shiurim, no minimum, no roof, no ceiling, no upper end, no need for the shotrim to yell and scream at Khan like we have on Yontif. And to appreciate that, we go to Amalek and Parshas Ki Teitze, and the Torah says, Asher Korcha Baderach. Rashi offers a number of different interpretations of what Korcha means, one of which, the most famous of which perhaps, is Miloshen Kar, or Tsonen. And what Amalek is able to do is to cool down feelings or a sense of awe that's really passionate, that's really intense and profound, cool it off. You know, make it into Mayim Poshrim. And symbolically, and I think the Pakhnitska is utilizing here Derech HaDrush, what Amalek represents is the inability of a person to feel that passion and that, you know, the heat of passion of a mitzvah, you know, to be excited about being an Oved Hashem, comes along the cynical Amalek and he cools it off. You know, he takes water that could be hot and ready for a hot chocolate, and it becomes room temperature. That's taking all the feelings of the excitement of the mitzvah and being pogame it and just reducing it to nothing, so that the simcha shel mitzvah, which is so critical to every single mitzvah, now through the medium and the power of Amalek becomes my imposhrim. It becomes watered down. This is very destructive to the concept of Simcha Shel Mitzvah. And basically we could say and summarize in one sentence that the Tzonein, or the Poshrim of Amalek, which rips out from all the passion and the excitement and the enthusiasm of a Simcha Shel Mitzvah, takes the entity of Simcha Shel Mitzvah, which is so critical, and completely undermines it. And now we have a day of Machias Amalek. The day of Machias Amalek is a great day of Simcha. And really what that Simcha represents is regaining or repossessing the ability to experience Simcha Shel Mitzvah. If Amalek is the antithesis of Simcha Shel Mitzvah, if Amalek represents the poshrim against the excitement and enthusiasm of Simcha Shel Mitzvah, then Mechias Amalek represents the reacquisition, reacquiring the Simcha, the Kisharon, the ability to experience true, genuine, profound Simcha Shel Mitzvah. And therefore, since the Simcha itself generates Simcha, we should be Sameach because of the Simcha, meaning the downfall of Amalek represents Simcha, and that is the refuah to the Makkah. The Makkah of Amalek is the absence of Simcha, is ripping away and neutralizing any passionate emotional Simcha. We have become, through Amalek, like Mara Shchora, incapable of Simcha. Then with the Mechia, the destruction of Amalek, we become capable of Simcha. It's no longer Mara Shchora. And that Simcha itself engenders a Chiyuv Simcha. In such a case, there's no limit to how far a Simcha should go. And as we said before, in the case of Mara Shchora, in that mashal, that every Simcha is itself a Simcha, so there's no reason to limit your Simcha. Here too, every expression of Simcha on Purim in the aftermath of Machias HaMolek itself is a separate entity, a new entity of Simcha, because Simcha engenders Simcha. And therefore, itself is a springboard for, and a source for more and more Simcha. There should be streams of Simcha, and there's no limit. Every electrical tide, so to speak, of impulse of Simcha, it triggers off another tide of Simcha, and therefore it's absolutely logical that the Simcha on Purim is like a spring that endlessly gives forth water. The Simcha itself represents the Simcha Shel Mitzvah, that's the antithesis of HaMolek. The Mechias HaMolek represents the reinstatement of that Simcha, that honest and genuine, profound Simcha that comes from the lave, and that Simcha is Keneged the Marashchora that is brought about by the cooling off of HaMolek, and that Simcha deserves another Simcha, and another Simcha. There's no measurement, there's no limit. It's Ad Lo Yada. Inyan Lamed Aleph begins, oddly enough, with the mitzvah of Yahavta L'Reicha Kamocha, the mitzvah of Avas Reim. And the question is whether or not that mitzvah is a mitzvah Sheba Maisa, Befoal, Bepu'ula. It's the action that counts, or is it what we call Chovas HaLevavos, and it really reflects the inner mode and the feeling of a person. In fact, when it comes to Purim, we have both dimensions. Not only Avas Reim as a Chovas HaLevavos, as an internal emotional feeling and love, but also a Maisa Mitzvah befall Mamish. And that's Mishloach Manos Ish L'Reihu. We don't find this in any other Zman. The obligations of other times do not engender any mitzvah like Mishloach Manos Ish L'Reihu. And what is it about Purim and its celebration? What are we commemorating on Purim that engenders this new mitzvah of Mishloach Manos? Let's begin with the Gemara in Shabbos on Daf Kuf Lamed Ches. The Gemara quotes a brisa in the name of Rav Shimon Bar Yochai. And according to that statement, we have a pasuk. Let's just read the pasuk inside. At the end of Chumash, Dvarim Lamed Aleph, it says, Ki lo sishkach mipi zaro, which means that we have a guarantee that the Torah will not be forgotten through all the generations of Klal Yisrael. And yet, there's another pasuk in Tanakh, in Amos, that says, Levakesh es Dvar Hashem v'lo yimtzo. So that's Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai's question here. Do we have a contradiction here? There's no shichcha because the pasuk says lo tishkach v'pizaru, but on the other hand, eichan ma ani makayim levakesh es dvar Hashem v'lo yimtzo. Says Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, the pasuk in Amos means shelo yimtzu halacha brura u'mishna brura b'makom echad. The Torah will be spread out. The Chachmei Yisrael will be spread out throughout the Golios, throughout the exiles, various countries. They won't be together. It's lacking that yachtov, that togetherness. And the Pachad Yitzchak quotes the Maral in Tiferes Yisrael to explain what this is all about. The Maral says that the Torah itself is the Tzuras Yisrael, meaning that whatever the Torah looks like, that's what the people of Israel look like. They are a mirror image of the Torah because Yisrael v'arayis achad hu. And therefore, just as in Golus, the Bnei Yisrael are mefuzar v'furad, they're spread out amongst the nations, and that's the gzera, that's the divine decree of Golus of exile, that the Jews are not centrally located together. so too the Torah itself is spread out. It's mefuzar meforod. It's all over the place, as we say. You won't find in one place halacha brura, mishnah brura. And based on this yesod of the Maral, if we take it a little bit further, we can begin to understand that the Har Sinai experience is a unique experience that can only be duplicated at certain points of time in the glorious history of Klal Yisrael. What is unique about Har Sinai? The Torah testifies that the Chanoya, the encampment of the Jewish people at Har Sinai, was Vayichan Yisrael Belev Echad Ki'ish Echad. And offhand, we would think that this is a description of the greatness of Klal Yisrael. They reached this high Madrega at the moment of Kabbalah Satorah, and Chazal are describing them through the Pasuk Vayichan and Yisrael as being united together. However, there's another dimension and another way of looking at this. The Madrega Vayichan is a reflection of Torah itself. The Torah and the Tzur of Yisrael are mirror images one of the other. As we said before, Yisrael v'Yoraisa Chadu. And what this means is that at the moment of Matan Torah, the Torah was collected, so to speak, in one place. It wasn't spread out. It wasn't mefuzar meforad. It was mechunas b'makom echad. And so too, as a reflection of the status of Torah at Har Sinai, the hearts of the Jewish people must reflect that mechunas b'makom echad. And that's the Vayichan Yisrael. And this is something that will be fulfilled throughout the generations. Whenever there'll be a Kabbalah Satorah throughout the Doros, and at the time of Matan Torah, we have an obligation to gather together the people of Israel. And where do we find this? In the Shlosh Saragolim, this, as the Gemara establishes in Chagiga, is the mitzvah of Aliyah L'Regel. Aliyah L'Regel represents the entire Jewish people together, mechunasim, mechubarim, b'makom echad. And whatever we find in Kabbalah Satorah at Har Sinai, we have to find throughout history in Kabbalah Satorah. And if we have to shed a light and pinpoint one moment of Kabbalah Satorah, a glorious moment in Jewish history, it's Purim, about which the Gemara tells us in Masechta Shabbos on the Pasuk Kimu VeKiblu that there was a new Kabbalah Satorah. And just as Kabbalah Satorah at Sinai, Klal Yisrael reflecting the Kabbalah Satorah of Mechunasim, they too have to be Vayichan Yisrael. So too, when the Kabbalah Satorah completes itself on Purim, we, the Jewish people, have to reflect that same Madrega of Vayichan Yisrael. The Kibul HaYehudim, Kimu VeKiblu, which is written, of course, in the 9th chapter of Esther, that has to be an experience of Vayichan Yisrael Belev Echad Ki'ish Echad. And therefore, how do we achieve that goal? Purim, in a sense, has a challenge, has a problem. There's no Aliyah L'Regel. So for all generations on Purim, we don't have a possibility of fulfilling that Madrega of Vayichan Yisrael, which is reflective of the Kabbalah Satorah. And therefore, in its place, we have an obligation of Avas Reim, a new, unique obligation of loving our fellow Jews, to convert the Kimu VeKiblu into a Kiblu Ki'ish Echad Belev Echad. And that's the special mitzvah of Mishloach Monos. But we mentioned at the outset that Avas Reim has two dimensions to it. One is to benefit someone else, bring koras ruach, bring pleasure and comfort and enjoyment to one's fellow Jew. But that's not enough. There's got to be what the Pachad Yitzchak calls hitkarvut nafshit. There's got to be a close bonding of two souls together that have to join as partners and become one. Ishtatvus beruach im chavero. And therefore, Mishloach Manos, although it would fulfill the first dimension, you are certainly bringing benefit and koras ruach to your friend. But how do we achieve that second element, the element of hishtatfut beruach im chavero, of hitkarvut nafshit, the two souls blending and integrating into one? And the answer to this is the Pachad Yitzchak, is another dimension of Purim. The Gemara says in Sanhedrin Kuf Gimel, Gedola Legima Shemakarevis Salavavos, how great it is when Jews drink together, again L'shem Shemayim, but they share wine together and they reach the level of Avas Reim Mekarevis Salavavos. That's the apex of Purim. We have the Mishloach Manos as a physical pu'ula expressing our Avas Reim, that's Mishloach Manos, we give Nachas Ruach one to the other, and then our friendship reaches the apex through the common participation in Legima, in Simchas Purim, and so it becomes a Kimu V'Kiblu of Vayichan Sham Yisrael Ki Ish Echad B'Levech. Let's look at Inyan Lamed Beis. It's a short piece on the Gemara Megillah Daf Zayin Amud Beis that as a result of the Sudas Purim of Rava together with Rav Zera, they got intoxicated apparently, and come Rabba V'Shachtil Rav Zera, which literally means that Rava Shechted Rav Zera. Now, the interpretation of this Gemara, Pirish Zesh Ala Gemara, B'Shar Yemos Hashona Eino Ge'elono Ayom, in other words, on Purim, we have a special, shall we say, perspective on this Gemara. The way we would interpret this Gemara the rest of the year, that's not relevant to us now, and that's not going to be the subject of that discussion. But we want to know how to relate to this statement in the Gemara on Purim. The Gemara tells us in the Sugya of Kabbalah Satorah and Shabbos Daf Peches Amud Beis that Bishas Shmias Aseres Hadibros Parcha Nishmasan Shel Yisrael. The experience of Matan Torah was so powerful that the neshamos of Klal Yisrael could not remain inside the goof. And as a result of such a powerful experience, Ad Shahorid HaKadosh Baruch Hu Tal Shel Tchiyah, HaKadosh Baruch had to bring some sort of power, a force from Shemayim down to earth to give life back to the gufos and replace the neshamos into the guf. And what could we take from this Gemara? Says the Pachad Yitzchak, Li'olam zehu haklal b'kabal satorah. We have to understand that this is teaching us a rule that applies universally with regard to kabal satorah. Klitosa l'toch atzmius hanefesh. When we absorb the Torah and allow it to penetrate into the very essence of our souls, we can only do so when, in a sense, there's a recreation of the life force itself within man, which means that the chiyus hanefesh, the life of the soul itself, Hamakabal is Divrei Torah, in order to receive the words of Torah, Tzrichol Yizchiyas Chadosha, it's got to be a new life. The Parcha Nishmasan Shel Yisrael indicates that the old existing identities or personalities were gone. It's a resurrection of sorts, a Chiyas Chadosha. And where does it come from? It comes from the place up on high of Chiyus, of life, He calls it Haba Mimokum Shel Hachius Hakodemes, meaning it goes back to the original source of the creation of life. Al Kol Dibur V'Dibur, every time they heard another one of the Aseres HaDibros Parcha Nishmasa, and Chius, their Chius was acquired, as they had to, so to speak, reacquire ownership over the Neshamas through a process of Kinyan. It's what we call a Kinyan Chalipin. What does it mean? Up until Matan Torah at Har Sinai, there was what we call the Modah Rabba Doraisa, also in that same Sugyan Shabbos, which means that the Jewish people were forced to accept the Torah. But in the time of Achashverosh, Hadar Kiblu, Kima V'Kiblu, and therefore we have to understand that there's something about Purim as a new Kabbalah HaTorah, which means a resurrection of sorts. It means an exchange. We give up our old chiyus, and we receive a brand new chiyus, a new life, so to speak. And this is what the Gemara means on a more symbolic level of Kum Rava Rabba V'Shachti L'Reb Zera. It means that Reb Zera has to be resurrected, so to speak. His chiyus, his neshama, is taken out of his guf, and it re-enters into his guf through a new chiyus. That's what Purim is all about. That's what Kabbalah Satorah entails. Obviously, we are not holding by these madregos, but what we should perhaps get a little bit of a glimpse or a vision of is the makom achius. And we have to realize that we should be mekayim this mitzvah to some extent with regard to our own koach hadas. We must transform ourselves. We have to experience on Purim a rebirth of sorts, a new chius. And that is directly related to Das. What do I mean by Das? The Gemara tells us in Megillah Daf Zayin on the same sugya, Chayev Onish Lebsume Bepuraya Ad Delo Yoda. Ad Delo Yoda means that the regular Das that dominates the intellect that dominates us the whole year round, now is gone. Lo yada. There's no das. There's siluk hadas. And instead, we've got to walk away from Purim with a new hischadshus hadas, with a new uplifting recreation. We be zocha this Purim to that recreation of das.